The following program comes to you as part of the Africa Health Network, a service of the Voice of America to our audience throughout the African continent.
Good evening and welcome to Health Chat. I'm Douglas Simpoga, sitting in for Linoa Mudu. Every year, an estimated 15 million babies are born preterm. That's before 37 completed weeks of gestation, and this number is rising. Preterm birth complications are the leading cause of death among children under 5 years of age, responsible for nearly 1 million deaths in 2013. Across 184 countries, the rate of preterm birth ranges from 5% to 18% of babies born. Tonight, we'll discuss a preterm birth, and joining us via phone from Colorado Springs is Dr. Laura Klein, maternal-fetal medicine specialist, and she's also the medical director of maternal-fetal medicine at Memorial Hospital. Dr. Klein, welcome to the show.
No, thank you for having me.
You're welcome. If you'd like to participate in the show with a question or comment, please call 202-619-3111. The U.S. country code is 1. Ask your international operator to reverse the charges. You can also email us your thoughts at healthchat@voanews.com. We'll start our discussion in a moment, but first, here is an overview. Complications from preterm births now outrank all other causes of death for young children. One of the more than 6.3 million deaths of kids under age 5 in 2013, more than 1 million resulted from preterm problems, according to a study released November 17th. VOA's Jody Kapwa reports.
The study appears in the Lancet Medical Journal. It's a collaborative effort by researchers from the Johns Hopkins Bloomberg School of Public Health, the London School of Hygiene and Tropical Medicine, and the World Health Organization. The vast majority of the deaths from direct complications of preterm births occurred within the first 28 days of life, with an additional 125,000 deaths occurring between 1 month and 5 years. Dr. Andreas DeFrancisco is interim director of the Geneva-based Partnership for Maternal Newborn and Child Health.
Over the last few years, the proportion of deaths due to preterm births has been increasing. The reason for this is that we do not really have major interventions in place to avoid premature births, and second, to manage them in most communities where they occur.
He says preterm birth complications are a worldwide problem.
We have countries in Africa, for example, Nigeria, or in Asia, India and Pakistan, that have extremely high numbers of kids that are dying related to preterm births. But this is not only a problem in developing countries, this is also a problem that affects developed countries as well.
India actually tops the list, followed by Nigeria, Pakistan, the DRC, China, Bangladesh, Indonesia, Ethiopia, Angola, and Kenya. Researchers warn the Ebola outbreak in West Africa raises the risk of preterm complications in the affected countries. The rise in deaths from preterm birth complications actually coincides with a dramatic decline in the worldwide mortality rate of children under five.
Mortality has been reducing by about 3.9% per year, which is a very impressive reduction of mortality and is due to a lot of the interventions that we have in stock, including decreasing the mortality due to infectious diseases such as pneumonia and diarrhea, malaria, among others.
Some of the interventions credited for the mortality rate decline include vaccines, bed nets, antibiotics, antimalarial and HIV treatments. But Dr. DeFrancisco says the mortality rate for premature babies has decreased by a much smaller rate of 2% a year. A big part of the reason, he says, is a lack of adequate interventions. And right now, it's not clear what the best interventions are, aside from addressing obesity and high blood pressure or hypertension. The study says, for the most part, it's not fully known what triggers preterm labor. and about half of preterm births occur spontaneously.
This cause of mortality needs to be studied much more specifically and in a much more focused way, because if we don't have the causes, if we don't have the factors, pregnancy is going to end in a premature birth, and this needs to be the focus of intensive research.
Some $250 million worth of intensive research is getting underway through four major initiatives: the Global Coalition to Advance Preterm Birth Research, the March of Dimes, the University of California at San Francisco's Preterm Birth Initiative, and the Global Alliance to Prevent Prematurity and Stillbirth.
If we are able to support these research programs within the next 5 years or so, we will be able to have interventions that are going to contribute to the reduction of mortality in these very small babies.
Researchers also will study poverty, nutrition, pollution, and stress. And they'll try to solve a mystery. Why do Somali women living in the United States have very low rates of premature births, while most black women in the U.S. have very high rates? Joe DiCapua, VOA News, Washington.
Thanks, Joe. And now back to our guest, Dr. Laura Klein, a maternal-fetal medicine specialist. Dr. Klein, you just heard that report, but first of all, briefly, how big a problem is preterm births?
Well, it's a huge problem. I obviously practice in the United States, where we have extensive healthcare resources. However, we still have about a 12% risk of preterm delivery, and some of the causes are still poorly understood. We do have efforts to prevent preterm birth, but those will only impact a certain percentage of cases.
I see. And generally, what would you attribute preterm to? What causes a preterm birth?
Well, like one of the previous speakers said, about at least half of preterm births are spontaneous, which means that the woman simply goes into labor or has her water break early. And the other proportion of preterm births are what are called iatrogenic or induced, due to maternal health conditions like hypertension, diabetes, et cetera.
So what would you attribute to spontaneous premature birth? What would be the likely causes of that?
Well, we know that infection plays a role. Infection is frequently found in preterm deliveries. However, it's not a clear cause and effect relationship. Sometimes the cervix begins to dilate and then an infection ensues. Other times infection causes labor to start and the cervix to dilate. So we do know that there are identifiable risk factors for preterm birth. And really the most important one is a woman who's had a prior preterm birth is at increased risk for having another premature baby.
I see. And talking on the mother's side, for instance, is there a way of knowing that it is likely to happen, or you just have to keep praying and going to the doctor to make sure it doesn't happen until full term?
So, I think for women who've had a prior preterm baby, it's very important to get early prenatal care and ideally to meet with a high-risk obstetrician or maternal-fetal medicine specialist. What we'll start by doing is really going through the mother's history in detail to determine what were the events that led to her delivering prematurely. If the prior preterm birth happened due to spontaneous preterm labor or to preterm premature rupture of membranes, which is the water breaking early, then we do have high quality data to guide us in interventions to try to prevent a second preterm birth.
I see.
Progesterone is probably the most important therapy, which we would start giving at approximately 16 weeks gestation. And then some of those women will also benefit from cervical cerclage, which is a surgical procedure to put a stitch into the cervix to prevent shortening and dilation.
Mm-hmm. So in other words, there are ways to prevent preterm birth.
There are. They definitely improve the woman's odds of carrying to full term or at least carrying farther in the pregnancy, but they're not completely effective.
But also, I got a question from one of our listeners by email. Is asking that preterm doesn't necessarily mean death. They can have a child grow who has been born by preterm.
Exactly. You know, there have really been amazing advances in neonatal care for preterm infants. So full-term gestation is 37 to 42 weeks of pregnancy, but we actually have premature babies survive now as early as 23 weeks gestation if they have really top-of-the-line neonatal intensive care after delivery.
Mm-hmm.
However, those babies that are born so early and do survive are at risk for long-term health problems, which can be severe and lifelong, including cerebral palsy.
Mm-hmm. So you practice here in the United States, but you just heard from our report the problem is widespread, and there are more deaths in continents like Africa and Asia.
Mm-hmm.
How have you been able to contain it here in the United States, where the healthcare delivery system is better?
I'm sorry, could you repeat that question?
I guess I'm trying to make a comparison between where healthcare facilities are better than where they are not. Is it easier to, like here in the United States, for the children to live, to survive, the preterm children?
Well, there certainly are more resources for neonatal care, such as, ventilators for very premature infants. Those infants may require several months of intensive care in the hospital in order to survive. Like I said, even in the U.S., when we have plenty of resources, we're really not able to prevent the majority of preterm births. We still have a fairly high preterm birth rate, but I think that we do have resources to provide good care to those infants after they deliver.
Are there certain things or certain conducts or certain behavior that mothers should be wary of, that they should guard against to avoid preterm?
Mothers should not smoke during pregnancy. That clearly increases the risk of preterm delivery, and that's an easy intervention. Getting early prenatal care is important, and that helps us to determine exactly the gestational age and how far along the woman is, and also to offer her any interventions.
I see. And is there a geographical factor? For instance, somebody here and somebody elsewhere, where one is living have contributed to preterm, or it doesn't matter? It's not geographic at all.
I think some of those factors are unknown. Poor nutrition and increased life stressors may contribute to preterm birth.
I see. How much that has been done on this topic since you're a teacher of sorts? So,
in terms of global factors,
yes.
I think that there has not been enough research. I think that those initiatives that are coming forward are very exciting. I think that more research has been focused on high resource, countries in the United States and Europe in terms of interventions to try to prevent preterm birth, like medications and surgical procedures. But I think that really looking at global factors that contribute to preterm birth will be very important and will actually have a much greater impact on the number of babies born prematurely worldwide.
I see. Well, we're going to take a short break and we'll be back to continue our discussion of a preterm birth in a moment.
What's happening, Africa? This is Jackson Bungani in Washington, D.C.
And I'm Nadia Sami in Johannesburg, South Africa. Thank you for joining us on Upfront each Wednesday, 1730 UTC, for a lively discussion on issues that are topical, challenging, and always engaging.
The show tries to capture that fundamentally aspirational nature of today's African youth. As you've noticed, right here on the show, we talk about everything. Nothing is off the table.
I am a social networker, often online. For me, it's all about making connections, meeting people. Without my family, I don't think I would have been here today because they gave me a lot of support morally.
Dante, AU, African Union, can these people really solve this nonsense of rigging election, brutality during what election violence, all this, whatever?
Employment rates are climbing, so definitely there's less jobs in the market now.
Remember to connect with us on Facebook and on Twitter at Upfront Africa.
Welcome back. In case you're just tuning in, you are listening to Health Chat, and what our topic tonight is a preterm birth. And joining us via phone is Dr. Laura Klein, the medical director of maternal fetal medicine at Memorial Hospital. A reminder that you can join our conversation by calling 202-619-3111. The U.S. country code is 1. You can reverse the charges through your international operator. Now, Dr. Klein, we had in our earlier report that almost a million children die each year due to complications of preterm birth. Among those who survive, what do the mothers have to do to make sure that they lead a normal life? For instance, do they live a normal life after that?
They certainly can, but those children who are born prematurely and who survive to be discharged from the hospital, they still need much more intensive medical care for at least the first year of life and beyond. Some of them have chronic lung problems, which can last through childhood. There's an increased risk of blindness and deafness and learning disabilities. So those are children that may have increased health risks throughout their lives.
And what would you say about in regards to the management of pregnancy, about mothers who may be to avoid having preterm birth?
I think that early prenatal care is important. Avoiding smoking for women who are high risk. I think that early consultation with a high-risk pregnancy provider is important to see if there are medical treatments that can reduce their risk of preterm birth. For example, for women who have diabetes, who are considering getting pregnant, having good control of their diabetes before getting pregnant will reduce their risk of complications, which might lead to them delivering prematurely.
Is it also, could it be genetic that if, say, your mother had a preterm child, you could also have one if you are the same?
It does increase the risk. It doesn't mean that that woman will have a preterm birth, but she is at somewhat increased risk. And that really points to the fact that there are some genetic factors that increase the risk of preterm birth, and those are not completely understood.
How about the mother-infant interaction after birth? What are there special things that the mother should do to a preterm child?
Breastfeeding is very important because that reduces the risk for infections in all infants, and preterm infants are more susceptible to infections. So we really encourage breastfeeding. For some premature infants, they're not able to breastfeed spontaneously right away, so the mother needs to pump or express breast milk, and then it's given to the infant via feeding tube if needed, and that's something that should continue after hospital discharge.
We have a question. This one is through Facebook. Do multiple pregnancies contribute to premature birth?
Yes, absolutely. So for a singleton pregnancy, the average age of delivery is about 39 weeks. For a twin pregnancy, the average age of delivery is approximately 36 weeks. And so that means that half of all twins are going to deliver before 36 weeks. For triplets, it's even worse. The average age of delivery is 32 to 33 weeks. One of the issues that we have in the United States is trying to control the number of multiple births that we have. Those are increased because of infertility treatment that women pursue.
How about age? Age, if you're younger, is a younger woman more prone to preterm or than the older one, or is age a factor at all?
It is. So, very, very young teenagers may be at increased risk for spontaneous preterm labor. On the other hand, women who are over 35 at the time of pregnancy may have increased risk of health conditions like high blood pressure, diabetes, that may cause them to deliver early.
I see. And but all in all, preterm, if you're careful, if the mother knows what she's doing and has enough, has access to health care, the preterm child can survive, do survive.
Yes.
And so the biggest factor is maybe because where there are poor healthcare systems like in Africa and Asia, that's what we're seeing. I was looking at the data here in countries like China, Nigeria, Pakistan, Indonesia, the rates are so high. But I'm surprised even in the U.S., there's still quite a big number. What explains the big number here in the U.S. despite having a good healthcare system?
That is very complex, and it's still kind of a subject of research. We do have a lot of diversity in the United States, both ethnic and socioeconomic. And so while we do have extensive healthcare resources, there are still many women who do not get prenatal care for financial reasons. And so those women don't really have the benefit of the U.S. healthcare system.
How about stress? Because in that report we had from Jody Kapwa, among the things they mentioned that was stress.
Mm-hmm.
Should an expectant mother avoid stress, or if so, how?
Yeah, that's a very good question. So there have been several studies linking stress to preterm delivery. However, that's not something that we can fix with a prescription medication and just stop that from happening. Mm-hmm. On the other hand, we don't want to take it to extremes. We don't want to tell women that they shouldn't work or shouldn't be active because, staying active actually improves pregnancy outcomes. So that's something that's still being studied. So if a woman is able to avoid stress, I would encourage that. But there are women who are in very stressful situations or who have very demanding jobs and work long hours and still have healthy full-term babies. So it's something that we don't fully understand.
Yes, and in your practice, have you noticed any disparities in income, poverty? Are the poor people more likely or not than those who are well-to-do?
The lower income patients do have a somewhat higher risk of preterm birth, but that's one of the factors, but it doesn't explain all of it. We do have women who have extensive resources who still deliver preterm.
And some people have attributed even factors like nutrition.
Yes, in the U.S., I think nutrition is fairly low on the list of factors, but we do know that women who are significantly anemic have higher risks of preterm birth. I think that in developing countries, nutrition is a much greater factor.
Mm-hmm. And interestingly, there are still mysteries like, for instance, why do immigrant women from poor countries living in the United States have low rates of premature birth, while most black women in the U.S. have very high rates? How would you explain that?
I think that is fascinating, and we don't have an explanation at this point. It may be the interaction between genetic and environmental factors in those women who are Somali but are living in the U.S.
Mm-hmm. I see. So as we conclude, because we're running out of time, what would be your best advice to a pregnant mother to deal with this issue?
I would say when you're preparing for pregnancy, it's important to take a multivitamin, including folic acid, for at least 3 months before becoming pregnant, and then to continue that through the pregnancy. And then as early as possible in the pregnancy, start prenatal care so that you have the opportunity to do anything possible to improve pregnancy outcomes.
I see. I know women, we don't carry pregnancies, but what should be our role to help in this?
I think that I think that being supportive of pregnant women is important. I also think that helping in a woman's ability to plan when she has her children is important. So using contraception and until it's a good time for a couple to have a child is very important, because in unplanned pregnancies, those women are less likely to get early prenatal care and maybe at increased risk for complications.
I see. And lastly, at what age should a premature child be off the risk? Should be okay? At what age should you one say, now this one is fine?
That depends. That depends on the child. I mean, there are some children that are born prematurely, but by 1 year of age, they are just as healthy as a child that was born full term. Mm-hmm. There are others who will have lifelong problems related to being premature.
Does the time of prematurity matter if born at 39 weeks as opposed to 39? Does it matter or it?
It absolutely matters. So, children that are born a week or two before the 37-week mark generally do extremely well long-term. Those that are born at 23, 24, 25 weeks have very high risks of long-term problems.
But there are ways to prolong that period if somebody gets care.
Yes, I mean, we have made advances if someone is in preterm labor but gets to the hospital soon and has access to medical care. We give steroid shots to help the baby's lungs mature. We give medications to try to stop contractions at least for a few days. And there's a medicine called magnesium sulfate, which may reduce the risk of cerebral palsy, which can have a very big impact on the child's long-term prognosis.
I see. Well, that's all the time we have for this edition of Health Chat. Thank you, Dr. Klein.
Oh, you're welcome. Thank you for having me.
Yeah, Laura Klein is a materno-fetal medicine specialist. Again, thank you very much for joining us on the show.
You're welcome. My pleasure.
Thank you. For more on preterm births, log on to our website at voanews.com/health. Thank you all for joining us tonight, and special thanks to all our affiliate stations throughout Africa for carrying Health Chat. I'm your host, Douglas Impoga, sitting in for Linwa Mudu. And until next week, have a very good evening, and please try to stay healthy.
This is a public service announcement from VOA Africa.
If you hunt, handle, or eat bushmeat, you must take caution. I'm Dr. Conde Greaves. Certain animals, such as bats, monkeys, chimpanzees, and gorillas, carry the Ebola virus. Ebola is not the white man's disease. It was not brought here by humanitarian workers. The virus was first discovered in 1976 and named after the Ebola River in the Democratic Republic of Congo. Researchers believe fruit bats may be the natural carrier of the virus. It is believed the virus was passed to humans through handling and eating bush meat. Bush hunters face real dangers. A simple scratch, cut, or bite from a sick animal could pass the virus onto you. Preparing meat from a sick animal could also infect you. As long as Ebola is present, you must stay away from bush animals. Learn the facts about Ebola. Knowledge is life.
This was a public service announcement from VOA Africa. Next time on Straight Talk Africa, an in-depth discussion on the continent's fight against terrorist groups, Boko Haram and Al-Shabaab. That's next time on VOA Africa.